Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Little stones are smooth. times raging wild, sometimes soaring high. Oh, never have I known this river
through you, the waters of emotion, of love, of peace. You get to accept yourself as a stone, that on this planet there's going to be parts of you that is rough. And when you embrace your rough with love, the emotions of love, then you feel your own smoothness. So when someone said, you just cut me, you said, no, it's not me. I'm just your healing angel. I love that song, Rolling River God. We are all here on this journey of life, this class, this journey of transformation, to remember who and what we are and embrace who and what we are, regardless of how we're showing up, and always know that there is so much more. There's so much more that is going on that you can see, and my God, there's so much more that's going on that you can't see. And when you recognize that some things you can't see with your physical eyes, and you surrender to that and say, I'm a stone, and a little bit on the rough side, but you know there's so much more going on beyond the physical eyes, you can surrender and then allow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Goddesses, the Spirit of all that is, the Spirit that you are, guide and direct you on this planet. So the journey gets a little bit smoother. Sometimes you get bumped around. Rolling River God. It's all about embracing who you are, recognizing who and what you are, recognizing your stories, your challenges, your trauma, all the things that you've gone through. And then open your heart to more love, to more peace, to more joy. But no, I can't do that. It's too scary. Don't worry, we got you. We got you. We're going to support you to reclaim your power. Today, we have a shaman in the house who holds such a beautiful, loving energy. Just through her voice, you can hear it. And we'll talk more about it later in a minute. But you're in the right place. Welcome home, the home of your own consciousness. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. As a matter of fact, you made a difference when you came onto this planet, when your mother pushed you out. And you were like, hey, wait a minute, I'm not sure if I want to come out. Wait. Okay. Oh, look at all these giant eyeballs. What's going on? It's cold. Put some clothes on me. You made a difference back then. So you just got to keep the legacy going. And you were here for something great, something amazing. And as you tune into yourself by tuning into the radio show, there's so much more to come. And, of course, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Adding Radio Show. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, where we support you in your transformation, in your growth. Maybe a little joke here and there, a little smile on your face. We try not to be too silly, not. We try to be a little bit serious, not. This is a home where you can unwind and let all your stuff rise to the top. And you don't resist it, and we help you heal it. We help you embrace it. We help you bring awareness to it and say, look at the stuff that are rising to the top. You got a message for you. And then when you look at it, oh, my God, all my life I've been running from my issues. He actually had a gift for me. That's what we do here. So make sure you keep tuning in. All the shows are archived. And, you can download them by going to iTunes or lifeconversationsradio.com if you're not listening online already. But if you are, just you know what to do. Just type in lifeconversationsradio.com. All the shows are archived. So, since when? 2008. And, of course, I am your host, Life Coach at 8. What else do I need to tell you? I'm in a chill mode today. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening online, those of you listening on archive, I welcome all of you. We have Eye for Beauty. I do too. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, notably Nisi, welcome home. Tammy is in the house. Tamara is in the house. Spiritual midwife. Celeste is in the house. Ambassador is in the house. Wow. Brace yourself for some serious healing. All the powerful women are in the house, and brothers are hiding as guests. They're not hiding. They just like to yield to the females. Now, I get it. Let's see. What do I need to tell you? I'll tell you about tomorrow's guest and the Wednesday's guest and all this, a little bit about what's going on. Before I do that, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and Elena and myself will be happy to come to you and help you in supporting you in moving through whatever challenges you're going through. Maybe you're feeling blocked, you're feeling stuck. There's some things that you want to do. You can't seem to feel the peace that you know is yours. You hear people say, you know, they say I'm joy, I'm harmony, I'm compassion, but I don't always feel that. Sometimes I just want to slap somebody, but I know that's not my true nature. Elena, you're a shaman. Please help me to connect with my heart. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What can I say? I say yes. That's what I can say. But you don't want to call in because you're not ready to jump out there. You just want to be real gentle with yourself. Call in 347-426 because this is, we help you be gentle with yourself. But if you just don't want to call in, you can post your questions or your comments on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a like page on Facebook, of course. And this is myself or Casper. One of us will get to it. Sue gets to it first. And if you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, you're at work, you don't want people to know you listen to a radio show, even though they don't know that's for their own good. Because once you get human, I better tell you this. But once you get a bit of the soul food, the soul food, this medicine, you become a blessing to your coworkers, to your family, to the people on the street. So they really want you to listen to this show. You know why? Well, if they trip, you just tell them, listen, stop tripping. I have learned not to go a day without Life Coach at A because his medicines keeps my troubles away. So, yeah, if they're tripping, just give them a little bit of inspiration. Really? I want to listen to that show. And you go, sure do. But if you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook for whatever reason, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations Radio button. I can help do that. Life Conversations icon button. And then there'll be another drop menu that says Ask Adam. Fill in the email. I will be happy to answer your questions. Tomorrow we have Nahashara. She's the author of a book called Winning the Game of Life. Her spiritual journey, my spiritual journey is what the subtitle is. Overcoming Life's Obstacles. She's going to join us tomorrow talking about her experience of just how she was told she had 3 years to live and start documenting the things that she wanted the children to know. And but one day she caught an insight. She's like, wait a minute, I'm writing all this great stuff for my children, and it's really good, but some of it I'm not really living. So she said, oh, we gotta fix this, because the best way to teach is to be an example. So now, 3 years have passed, and she's still living, going strong. She'll be joining us tomorrow. And on Wednesday, we have Kobe and Kefa joining us. Parenting as a spiritual practice is the topic for all the parents who are challenged. Everybody wants to tell you how to raise your children or blame you for everything or don't really get to know, especially mothers sometimes. Mothers just need a break. And they say, well, I love my children, but sometimes I just wish they could go away for a day. But you can't say it sometimes because the world might judge you. But we've got wonderful parents joining us on Wednesday, Kobe and Kefa, supporting us, inspiring us with the topic parenting as spiritual practice. Because parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice. I think it's time to bring on the shaman. And we started the show off with Carly Jackson with the affirmation. And then we had Bridget Bryant, Rolling River God. Her website address is that, BridgetBryant.com. So make sure you check it out. Let's do this. Speaking of Carly Jackson, let me do another card while I sort of my guest bio. Read just a little bit about her. I mean, there's so much more. And yes, I did forget, even though I wrote it down. And at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Well, it's actually around one. So make sure you tune in for that. Stay tuned for that. And yeah, let's get ready. And in the meantime, let's remind ourselves what the truth is, so we can all stop tripping, stop pointing fingers, and we can listen from a consciousness of oneness, because we are truly, truly, truly one. Do you know that? Do you know that we are one? Well, here's a reminder.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
There's no separation because we are one. And Elena knows that. That's why she's able to tap into the messages from her ancestors and download that in this present moment. And she joyfully shares herself with us to support you in whatever you're going through and growing through. And so the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And Elena Radford was born and raised in Peru from a lineage of an ancient Incan culture. She has inherited and developed the sacred language and communication used by her people from over thousands of years ago, which she described as the principles of Inca shamanism. Elena's practice include activating water, crystals, and the information within them that allows people to clear their DNA. How does she do that, I hear you ask? Well, keep listening. Elena shares her gifts and insights by providing numerous services to others, including individual sessions. She does web teleconference as well as a workshop, and she's here today joining us to share her message, her ancestors' message, talk about the Mayan calendar, and to tell us to hold on. Stop tripping. The world is not going to end. Relax. You guys don't understand. That's not what she said. That's me saying that. But anyway, we'll talk about the Mayan calendar and a lot more and how she helps you to, you know, reprogram, activate, and clear your DNA. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful friend, myself, my guest, Elena Radford. Hey, Elena, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Welcome, welcome to the House of Love. Thank you for saying yes, for showing up, and for all you do. So I just read a little bit about you and your work. It's not easy to explain in words, but
this is why I want to ask you this question. From your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Elena Radford?
Right. First of all, I would like to say thank you for having me in this amazing program. I love the energy and how amazing is your heart and how open you are to be able to take your message and the message of others to what I would call the awakening process. So how do I describe myself? This is the way I will describe myself. Envision a computer, and a computer has different programs. It has some programs for technology, programs for accounting, programs for relationships, programs for how to generate money, programs in how to be a mother and how to be a father, and your higher self. Well, that's the way I see myself. I see myself like a computer that carries all these programs from ancient knowledge. And when I work and what I do, I channel the information, which means I bring the information of my ancestors to go into the new direction that the world has chosen to do, because it's our choice that takes us to that direction. So I'm representing, Elena is representing the knowledge of her ancestors to help people to awakening to create in their heart.
To awaken in their heart, yes, indeed. You know what? As I listened to you in preparation for this show, I was sort of reflecting on a conversation I had with a friend this weekend, and we were talking about the importance of connecting with our ancestors. And she was told that a friend of hers said, well, you know, you shouldn't ask for your ancestors for help. You shouldn't connect with your ancestors because that's connecting with the dead. That's not a good thing to do. And there are people who believe that. There are people saying, well, the ancestors are dead, they've lived their life, it's just me, and I'm just trying to figure it out in life. Why is it important for us to connect with our ancestors?
Because we're the hope to our ancestors. We have a body. They don't have a physical body, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. And so in our energy, they are also growing to higher consciousness. And because the DNA, when I get to see the DNA, I get to see the lineage. It starts in the past and it goes to the future. We are the middle point. We are, by the choices that we make, are the ones that are going to choose where to take our ancestors and how to take the generations to come. So let me share a story about me. One specific time when I was 3 years old, and I remember I was, because one of the, once you start doing what I do, the way I was born, because I inherited my gifts through my ancestors, I was being already trained by my grandmother, the mother of my grandmother. So what will happen is I can be able to have access to my DNA, and I will literally go into the dimension of the DNA.
This was at the age of three?
Excuse me?
You said you were doing this when you were 3 years old?
Yes, 3 years old. So to me, it was just like opening a port and going to another room, and my ancestors that were dead, they were in that reality, you know, and they will train me to do what I do. So one of the first trainings was to not judge, people. Because when you judge people, you're limiting yourself and you're limiting them. And I had a training because we are in a society that welcomes competition, I see judgment as a competition too. So even though I grew up in the environment like everybody else did, I always had the knowledge to not judge people and go into your heart and see the situation, why people do what they do. So to me, this is my gift, to be able to be multidimensional, to be able to go into different realities and witness what most of the people cannot witness, which is what I do. I train people to do that in a lot of ways because we're moving into that energy. We're moving into the awakening. What's going on in the unseen world? We know there's a lot there. We just don't have the keys a lot of times to know how to go into that. But that's what's coming. That's part of what I teach. I teach people to go into the tools of their heart, follow your intuition. There's more than you get to see.
Do not judge. We're going to talk about that some more, because that's like, what? That's like saying don't breathe for some of us. Like, do not judge. What do you mean? That's how I stay alive, but we'll talk about that. I need to judge people right, so I can know I exist. So let's talk about the principles of Incan shamanism. Well, tell us about that.
Okay. So if you research in the story of the Incas, the people that train the Incas to be who they are, and the people that take the knowledge, they were always, like, there's two stories. One of them is two beings, always the female and male energy, coming down, walking in a specific lake, that's in Peru, Titicaca Lake, and then walking on top of the water and coming to the people and teaching them. Another one, another story is about one man that came even before that. It was called Iracocha. Before he came, the story talks about him bringing a tool from a different dimension, a tool of light. And what we call today the Inca cross is just like the Mayan calendar is a symbol. We have a symbol that's called the Inca cross. And for anyone who wants to see how this symbol looks like, they can go to my website. So this symbol is a life symbol. It rotates according to the choices that we make. So when he brought them and gave it back to the people, there were 12 elements. Okay, this is the story. Right now, we are in two strengths of DNA. Higher beings work in 12 strengths of DNA. So what he brought in that tool was the point of activation, the knowledge, what I call the principles of Inca shamanism, and how to go into a higher consciousness, into the consciousness without blocks and limiting beliefs. So these 12 principles I teach is the foundation of love, that being the first one, the second one being the energy of trust, the third one is being in the energy of connection. This is what you get to master inside of you, so you can be able to be that to the world. Then the energy of acknowledgement. We forget so much how to acknowledge ourselves for who we are, huh? And then the energy of protection. How do you protect yourself in a 3D world? Going without going into spaces where you're comparing yourself and then you're destroying, sabotaging yourself at the same time, right? Then we have number six, the energy of awareness. What do you get to be aware around you? It's possible that sometimes we blame people for our choices. And once you start getting aware of these things, then you bring your power back. And the seventh element is the energy of happiness. You know, what is really happiness about? Can you really understand the energy of happiness? Then we have the energy of passion. So the first elements are male energy, starting from number seven are female energies. Number eight is, like I said, passion. Number nine is expression. Number 10, what does it really mean, responsibility? And 11 is, what it means, productivity. And number 12 is the energy of the present, or the energy of the truth. What is your really truth? What's your reality? So once you get to master those, you know, this can take a lifetime. But because of what we're going in the world, things are going so much faster energetically too. So there's a process. And people are ready for it. People are ready to listen, you know, the basic principle. If you get to understand this, you have to feel. In order to feel, you have to connect to your heart. So sometimes we have been for 500 years in a society, doesn't matter where in the world, and this is what my people knew, because it goes to the future, that we have been created from our heads without no feeling. And we're really pretty much destroying our world. So now part of our own humanity is recalling to create in the heart, which is the energy of the feelings.
For those of you who want to see that cross, if you go to Elena's website, it is elenaradford.com. That's E-L-E-N-A. R-A-D-F-O-R-D. That's her name, .com. I'll spell it again. E-L-E-N-A-R-A-D-F-O-R-D.com. When you go to her website, you see the little girl there with the beautiful dress looking at the cross. That must be Elena when she was a young child. Getting the message. She was taking it in. And, you know, we covered some of these principles, but the first one you talked about is love. And, you know, that's Love has so many meanings, and you know, people say, well, love, you need more than love in a relationship. Love don't pay the rent. Love makes the world go around. Oh, you know, we just use it. I love my car, I love my food. From your tradition, your culture, what is the definition of love, and how is it manifested in this physical realm?
For my understanding, under the principles of Inca shamanism, love is tool. It's the only romantic love that we talk about. Is the essence that is placed in the creation of something. For instance, I'm looking into a door right now. And when I'm looking into the door, I can feel the frequency because I just used to go because I rip it because I'm made in this way, okay? So I look at the door and I say, okay, door, show me who created you. So now my mind in my heart, because I'm using my energy in my heart, it takes me to this specific time and space, and I see this man, and he's with a little girl, and they're so happy in there. He's saying, now I need to go and work so I can be able to bring money to the house so we can have food, and you'll stay with your mom, and is I'm seeing what it happened in the creation of the door. How that door got to be to that? Because when you are in the frequency of love, you can storage memories in the past, present, and future, and you can go to those points of reference to creation. And so to me, love is a tool of creation. And it's the most essential one, because something that does not have love cannot exist.
I know, that's right. So you talk about this frequency. When you're working with people, particularly on the phone, do you actually see their energy and how they're vibrating, where they're blocked? Is that how you work with them? Because you've talked about being able to see it, and I'm just trying to want to quite understand that.
Yes, yes. I, you know, like if I choose to go into your space, I can see, you know, the location. I can see everything about you. So part of my training, when I receive the rites of creation, you only receive guided creations when you're studying for the higher self. I couldn't have access to those codes or information if I was going to damage. That's part of my contract of love, my contract of creation. I will always have my gifts to help humanity. So, for instance, you know, some people call me already and say, oh, no, as soon as I open my center of communication, I will say, okay, you're depressed, or what happened to you when you were 13? Because I'm already seeing the picture, but I'm going to allow the person to express what happened. And while they're telling me what's happening, the energy, the frequency, because it has love, it allows me to reprogram those elements that created the depression, those elements that created the block of limiting belief.
So I want to stay with this love, and I wanted to understand the frequency too, but this, you know, as I said, and as you bring it, like you said, everything is love, really, ultimately. Anything that is not love doesn't exist. And I think of people who are having a challenge because of the challenges that we go through in life, maybe losing a loved one, maybe it could be death, it could be a divorce, it could be a breakup, but the heart takes so much that sometimes people just feel safe to protect their heart and live from the head, or really they sort of live from a place of protection. How do you help people to get to a place where they can tap into their heart again, tap into the love that is them, so that they can experience the abundance that you talk about?
All right, so let me go back into 10,000 years ago. Because the Incas come from the culture, the ancient culture. Okay, so we carry tools of light, and we program those in ourselves. This is how we're born already. So let me tell you about what's happening in this specific civilization. That most of you know the civilization as Atlantis. So, and this is what I get to talk about in my first recording. And you can go into the website. And just for 2 weeks, for the listeners of the show, it's only $6 to listen 6 hours of recording. And it's the story about, it's the story that I carry in my body. Just to explain a little more about it, like 5 years ago, I was sleeping in my bed and I can feel somebody crying inside of, you know, in my energy. And to me, it was a close to me. It was a woman that was crying because she had a miscarriage. I mean, she chose to have the abortion. I knew it was not me because I was not pregnant at the time. I never had an abortion, but it was inside of my DNA. It was the story for my ancestors. And then she talks about Atlantis, where how it used to be. When, you know, how one of the things that came to me is that as a culture right now, we really don't know what's love about in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways. Mm. Because we're coming from our heads. And so when you go into your heart, it's like you're changing your destiny line. So going back to the story, she's telling about what happened before the contamination went to Atlantis and how that place got contaminated and what happened at the end, how people got destroyed, and because of it, we have the society that we have now. Mm-hmm. But in the same time, when I was checking into the energy of what it's love about, for her, is what it kept her not being contaminated, what it kept her clear, is that she never closed her heart. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter how hard was what she was going through, because she can see a civilization completely being destroyed. She knew the message that she got from her father. You don't close your heart. You always have to have your heart open. That will guide you in how to solve the situation. And so that's what she did. It was beautiful.
Being able to keep your heart open, that's a lot of work. And, you know, that I want to stay with the love, but before I do that, because you and I, when we talked yesterday and you put it on, the whole thing about Atlantis, I'm not an expert in it. Tell us the story about Atlantis and what happened and how it self-destruct. Maybe you may say differently, but that's my understanding of it. Tell us the story about Atlantis.
Okay, great. And what we're going to do is integrate the energy of love. So why, you know, because she gives the tools in how to, in those six recordings, in how to have your heart open. And she's also healing, because I'm channeling the story. There's a lot of things I didn't know about it, that it came to me through the channeling while I was recording it. And she was already healing people. She was already giving energy. And she'll say, place your hand and receive an energy gift. And when she'll send the message, you will place this into your heart. And you will reprogram some of the programs that you have in your body. But what really happened in Atlantis is, in this human society, and this is the closest I could translate it, in this human society where there are different races, not only humanity, but all of them living together, and they have a pure intention, you know, and they can talk to animals, they can talk to plants, they can see into the body when something was out of balance, and by just going into the thoughts, into the feeling of love, they can go back into balance. So some of those people were able to recreate through the frequency of love, which is basically a frequency that will create, you know, even the crystals carry so much energy of love. That's why they are the reason why they are the way how they are. So this is, and these people can just heal themselves. So they can be alive for thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, in one of my channels, I even witnessed somebody who was alive for 10,000 years because they know how to balance the female and male energy that was integrated into the DNA. But something happened. People wanted to experiment more. There was some movements of Earth there, and the people wanted to learn more about it. And so a new idea was born, that there's another way is how to create without using the light or the oneness of one consciousness. And in the process of doing this, they separated themselves. And this is how pain got to be created, pain and sorrow. So if somebody is telling me right now that they don't want to open their heart because it hurts too much, it's because they don't understand love. In the energy of love, there is no pain. There's no sorrow. So when somebody is into the energy of sorrow and pain, then I will tell them, then you're not in the energy of love. So what happened is once it took several years for this place to be destroyed because the energy of delusion started coming, you know, competition, jealousy. I want to have what you have without having to work. I want to be able to be powerful. And it completely changed. The frequency that changed. And so in the process of this changing of frequency, there were a lot of people that left before the final destruction. And some of them took tools of light, like the ones that went to Egypt, and they hide some of those stores of light, and the ones who went to Peru, and the ones who went to the Mayan world. So what we have in Peru, and there's a lot of different crystals and different energies that where we get the knowledge from, and the Mayan calendar is part of the story of that creation as well. And the Inca calendar, what is the Inca cross, all of them come from the same foundation, which is Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
So we're good.
So this talk about the there's so much that's coming up for me. I'm like, okay, should I talk about that? I just love listening to stories and learning more about life. And when you talk about the crystals and the Mayan calendar, the Incan calendar, and as I said earlier in the show, you know, there's some of us don't really know much about the Mayan calendar, but we're bombarded with this information that December 21st, I think it's 21st, whatever date it is, 2012, the world's coming to an end. Can you tell us about the Mayan calendar as well, as well as the Incan calendar?
Okay, so let's start with the Inca calendar. The Inca calendar is the DNA. It's the DNA that holds the 12 strings of DNA, which means that that's the foundation. And so it shows the cycle. The first three elements, love, trust, and connection, are the frequency of the spirit. And then you go into number 4, 5, and 6, which is acknowledgement, protection, and awareness. Those three frequencies are held by the programs. The DNA programs that you carry inside of you. This is the humanity creation, the 5D. And then number 7, 8, and 9, which is happiness, passion, expression, is held by the energy of the female spirit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So while the number 1, number 2, and number 3 are the male spirit, number 7 will match to number 1. So when you are in love and happiness, you're already a process of the fifth dimension. This takes a long time to explain, but that's why I have my tele seminars where people can just load the recordings where they can listen more about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into number 10, 11, and 12, that's the conscious level. That's who you are when you're in conscious level. And in the center of the Inca cross, that's your subconscious level. The subconscious level is what aligns everything. That is what it was being created before the contamination. That's the way how. Now, after the contamination in Atlantis, it was the creation of the Mayan.
When you talk about the contamination, you're talking about that's when people saw themselves as separated from the one consciousness. That's what you call it, contamination. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I do. Thank you for that. So when the Mayan calendar was already a survival tool, it carries the first element of the male spirit, the DNA, instead of the spirit. The female spirit carries the soul energy, which creates blocks and limiting beliefs. And then the subconscious level, and it also has a subconscious level and a conscious level. So what is really going to happen with the Mayan calendar is the Mayan calendar is going to finish at the end of this year. And this is what we call in the Inca cross. It finished the journey of the soul of the 3D. And we start in the energy of the golden age, which is the energy of the spirit, a world without contamination. It may take another... Yes, isn't that beautiful?
yes.
So it may take another 100 years, 150 people when this is completely manifested. We're in a society where there's no sexual abuse, there is no alcohol addictions, there is no... And everybody gets to be in the energy of the spirit because there's nothing to complete. But this is what the Mayan calendar is saying. This is where the soul journey is done. This is how many years has been taken as a society by choices to clear what was created in the energy of illusion. So we're going back into the inner reality.
So that there's this new beginning, if you will, because with every ending, there's a beginning. With the beginning, there was an ending. So this energy of the spirit that we're moving to, I'm just going to ask the question. I know the answer, but I want to ask you and hear your whole perspective. What are the things that humanity will go through to move into this energy of the spirit? Or what are we already going through?
what we're going through is we're getting to see things more clear. It's not as easy to deceive people like it used to be, like 50 years ago or even 10 years ago. People are already in the frequency of seeing other people for what they are. So this is a time where people have made higher choices, right? Get to have abundance, and people who has been manipulating other people, taking advantage of the people, they get to get back their creation as well. So they are the ones who get to struggle in these days. But the ones who have been having higher choices, abundance is coming for them.
If you're just joining us, we're having a conversation. The topic is Principles of the Inca Shamanism. And my guest is Elena Radford. That's her website address, elenaradford.com. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I didn't know we'd be talking this long. I've just been sitting here talking with you earlier to the time. I'm like, whoa, that's the time. but Elena can work with you, whatever you're moving through, challenges that you're going through. are there specific issues that you deal with, Elena, or anything that people are dealing with you can help them with on the phone? Are you there?
I'm sorry, yes. What was the question again?
I was asking if the specific issues that you work with people with on the phone, or you can work with anything that people are going through. You know, I don't know, people, you know, so many things that people are going through and going through right now. So basically what I'm asking is if they call in, are you able to work with them on the phone?
Yes, of course, yes.
Okay. To help in clearing the blockage. Okay, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. So Lynn just told us, don't get scared about the end of the world. It's a new beginning, and we're already part of it. I want to take a break. Before we take a break, I want to ask this question, and we may need more time. Maybe we'll continue after the break. But why a romantic relationship? Why is it so challenging? And especially, I say especially because I hear this conversation where the people, friends that I know on a spiritual path, every area of their life, they're happy with it, but something about the romantic relationship, either they're in it and the partner is not, maybe sometimes not in alignment or not thinking the same way, or they want to get into your relationship, but they can't find the right match, or it's just so challenging. Well, why is that? What's that about? You know, What's the answer?
The best way to describe it is so many people get in relationships based in their head, based in the illusions, based in what they think is reality. If people were to choose a relationship based in their heart and listen to the desires of their heart, I can guarantee that relationship would work. But we have, like I say in the beginning, we don't even understand the concept of what's love in so many levels. So how can we create a loving relationship if we don't have a point of reference of what's love about?
But what would you say to people who say, Elena, I get you, but trust me, when I got into that relationship or when I want a relationship, my heart is so open. Actually, I try not to think about the reasons why not to get in a relationship or why not to get out of this relationship. My heart is always open, but I still end up being hurt.
Well, let me tell you my experience. My first marriage, well, my only marriage as well, I thought I loved my husband. But what I was really looking for is to have a relationship that my mother and my father didn't have. I was trying to complete their lifetimes. And that's what I call love. So when I got into, I married somebody or I attract that illusion through my mind, it was an illusion of somebody who needed to make it really hard for me, even though he loved me, according to him, so I can be able to fulfill what my mother and my father couldn't have. And that's what I believe in, was love. These are the type of conversations that we have that we think is love, but it's not love. If I have gone into the relationship with my heart and I have said, what do I really want in the relationship, and allow my heart to tell me what I wanted, which was possibly just to wait a little longer before I can feel comfortable with myself, then my life story will be different. But my love to my parents was trying to complete something I couldn't complete in the past, and that's how I got stuck.
So, I want to ask you a question, but I want to phrase it correctly.
Okay.
Since we're an extension of our parents, if they got married or not, or how they lived out their relationship, and as children, we get to live that experience out with them. Is it possible? Yeah, that's what I was trying to use it. I couldn't find another word, so I'm just going to stay with it. Is it possible to get into a relationship without duplicating how our parents did relationship, if you understand what that means, like how they practice it, what we learn from them. So you can answer that, because I guess the essence of the question I'm asking, I'm actually listening to it as it's coming up for me, is don't we get to bring healing to what happened with our parents and their relationship so that we can get to a point where we allow a different kind of romantic relationship? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying. You're asking me if it is possible to reprogram the experiences and the habits that you have from your parents to be able to be on your own energy without feeling
exactly.
Like completely. Yes.
Yeah, but without having to do what they did. How do you skip that? Is it possible to skip that? Because I always say it's part of the journey, but you understand my question. Go ahead. I'll let you talk.
It does not have to be part of your destiny line. You get to choose your own destiny line. And that's why what I teach is so powerful. Yes, by removing blocks and limiting beliefs and reprogramming your DNA, you're allowing yourself to be in the present in what you want to experience. So I remember myself when I was in a new relationship, when I got into the relationship, I was very clear. I don't want you to be strong for me. You need to let me grow on my space. And he looked at me and he said, okay, so how do I do this? I don't even have any clue how to do it. And I said, well, I don't know completely how it feels, but we're going to go through the feelings, right? And even though I didn't say it in that way, I said, okay, well, let's see what's going to take, let's take it one day at a time. But this is the coaching that I do. And I'm making it very affordable because people can go into the process of the principles of Inca shamanism and they can understand how to reprogram themselves. So what they can understand what about themselves. That's why the energy gifts that I give are so powerful, because they carry already information for reprogramming some belief systems that we have that do not work. Yes.
What I hear there, and I really do get it, it's about doing our own individual work so that we can be present in our relationships. And then, even if we don't have the answer, to actually get in touch with what we feel and be able to put words to that. That's what I hear.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes we get into relationships and there are things that come up. We sometimes judge ourselves for feeling what we're feeling or thinking a certain kind of way and not bringing it up. Or we don't want to hurt the partner's feeling, I don't want to say that. But if we create a space and say, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I want, this is what I desire, I don't know how, but let's work together. That empowers us more to create a different relationship, right?
That's very true, because, like I said, I have so many clients, and when I go into their space, I can see how many habits and how the parents try to do their best, because they really try to do their best, but they have limitations themselves that they inherit from another ancestors. And so it's a process, right? It can come like the problem maybe was created 500 years ago, and now you are carrying that problem. So seeing all that, it got to the point where I saw my two boys, and I said, I'm not doing this. I'm going to be the mother that they want me to be for the higher self, not for the 3D, but for the higher self. So however it comes to me. So once I contract to that, because that's what I wanted, I was able to create the balance that I have now in my relationships. But then just understanding that there is so much to clear energetically, that it's so much better to be your own point of reference in what you want to create.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about the clearing and talk about the feminine and the masculine energy and how we balance it so we can experience our oneness and the power that we are. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. My guest is Elena Radford. She's a shaman. a healer, and she works on the phone, she works one-on-one, but you got your opportunity right here, 347-426-3346. What are you moving through, what are you going through or growing through, what challenges are you having? Glenn is here to support you, 347-426-3346. And as I said, or as you know, we're taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page. Just post your questions there and we'll get to you. Or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations Radio button, and there's a drop menu. It says Ask Ade. Fill in the email, and I'll be happy to pass your question on to Elena. And, yeah, we'll be back with Celestial Moment, and then we're going to talk about balancing the feminine and the masculine, so that when you step into a romantic relationship, you go in from a place of wholeness. And if you're in one, you get to make the most of it through the opportunity that you have, rather than judging and criticizing and thinking you're not doing the right thing. And just basically how to navigate this thing called life. So it's not just about romantic relationship, but it's about the relationship you're having with yourself and life and people in your life. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. We are giving a voice back to the global community, activating your throat chakra. You have a voice. You are here to express, not to depress. If you're choosing depression right now, it's time to express and show up so we can recognize who you are. You're here for something great. Today's topic is we're talking about the principles of Incan shamanism. And Elena Radford is joining us. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And welcome all of you in the chat room. Thank you, all the silent listeners. Colby's in the chat room.
Tammy is there. Teresa is there. Niecy is there. Teresa is there. Thank you, Teresa, for all you're doing in the chat room, moderating and keeping it flowing. Because I was talking to you later, and I got my eyes closed. I forgot about y'all. Not personal. I'm just enjoying the conversation. And we're taking your questions, as I said, 347-426-3346. It is time. And those of you listening on the phone line, I didn't mean to ignore you. What's going on here? Reverend T is in the house. Tam Tam is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And we're going to continue their conversation about relationships, balancing the feminine and the masculine so we can show up fully. We can show up whole and be all that we were created to be. Celeste Morgan, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Life Coach today, and Elena Radford. Thank you so much for letting us eavesdrop on your beautiful conversation here.
Yes,
well, it feels
yes,
like
yes.
Eavesdropping because Elena's just dropping some powerful nuggets. I have a quick question for her, though, before my celestial moment. Hi,
okay.
Family. I'm so excited. Elena, I'm curious if you have come across a goddess by the name of Pachamama, and if you have been able to pull any of that energy in your walk.
Yes, of course. I get to work with her constantly. To me, Pachamama is the essence of what is the female energy. It represents the female energy as a point of reference. And what it really is, oh gosh, she's so amazing. I mean, I'm feeling her energy right now in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main, and this is what it really takes to understand what's the female energy in the male energy. The female energy is the source of the energy, and the male energy is like the runner, is the front runner. He carries the female energy and multiplies it in different ways. It's like it's how you create together in this radio show. Celeste is the, you have the source or the ideas, And then everything moves forward with the male energy. And so it's beautiful. And that's why she's so beautiful. And a good representation of my Pachamama is the creation of the element in the earth, you know, the trees, the plants, the water, everything that we have here is the source to us to create what we want to create. And it's the male energy that will take it to multiplying that. It's a beautiful team. Wow. See what I mean?
Yes, we're going to talk more about that after Celestial
Moment.
I know,
right?
I want to find
okay.
out more and source the idea, moving the idea forward. So let's
and,
something.
I know, and Elena, this Celestial Moment is dedicated to you because your Pachamama walks with me and a sister of mine by the name of Tam Tam that's on the line, and she comes through as Earth Mother. But I'll go right into it so you can catch it for yourself. Thank you for that energy gift, my sister. Okay. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, August 13th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2033. Add 2033, and the energy of the day equals 8. 8 is the number of infinity. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H, and words like healthy, heartfelt, and habit connect us to the magical power of 8. 8 is the otter in medicine cards, which reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity as we dance between water and earth, the receptive energies. In traditional tarot, 8 shows up as the strength card. However, in the Mother Peace tarot cards, 8 shows up as justice. Mother Peace asks for justice first, which seeks to balance, for we reap what we sow. The 8th card in the Black Angel cards is the Earth Mother, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight today. The Earth Mother represents endurance, tolerance, and strength. She always manifests her wishes, desires, choices, and intentions. On my card, we have a dream symbol of a purple woman holding the moon and a star and a tree with her left hand. Her eyes are closed, but her head is facing in a direction of the sun, which she holds up with her right hand. She's got the whole world in her hands. She's got to be tired. No, she's not. and her eyes may be closed, but she's not asleep either. She is resting in a deep knowledge that she gives her supernatural strength to all of us who pays attention to her, and we can tap into it. Her divine message is, you have the will to be who you are. It is this will that offers the ability to be awake with tenacity and life, or to fall asleep on your path due to weariness. Weariness of lifting psychic and emotional baggage that does not belong to you. Weariness from running around in circles looking for conclusions. Weariness from franchising old stories that were told about you. The time is now to trust yourself and the heartstrings that bring you home to yourself. At any moment, the Earth Mother will face you and ask, how are you contributing to the energy of the cosmos? Are you carrying too much on your plate to lift your own self up? The Earth Mother asks you not to hold more than your share. She asks you to be your true self by letting go of something and holding on to others. Your soul allows and knows which path to follow. The divine romance of receiving and letting go invites you to find a balance and a gift between the two, so you may discover all of the blessings awaiting you. And that's the story of eight, told through our friend the Earth Mother of the Black Angel cards. All is well. I'll see you around one for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. You always drop knowledge. You just inspired me with the conversation we're having. You talk about receiving and letting go. Elena talks about the feminine energy being the source, the idea, and the masculine being the moving forward. Now, here's my connection. It's like the feminine energy receives and the masculine lets go. And we're going to tie that together. Thank you for that gift, Celeste. Thank you. I caught it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We ask lovingly, joyfully. We're nudging you. Go ahead. Share this show with somebody. Do it right now. Don't wait. Tell them to call in and listen. And just say, okay, you got to listen to this show. Your life depends on it. You could like the button, post in your social network, and also check out Elena's website address. Elena's website address is E-L-E-N-A. That's the first name, Radford, last name, RADFORD.com. Lots of information. I know it's coming to you. Some of you may be having nosebleed, but breathe. If you go to the website, you'll see it. But just listen with your heart. Receive the idea with your heart and let your intellect move you forward later on. Now, Elaine, let's continue the conversation about this feminine and masculine energy. We're talking about romantic relationship. And I don't want to just stop there, but I want to really have a conversation about balancing it. You said something about feminine energy is the source, it's the idea, and the masculine energy is the one that moves it forward. We're hearing a lot about honoring the divine feminine, and for some people, it's like we sort of get it. Some of us are like, what does that mean? But part of what you teach is balancing both. How do we balance both in this Western world where so many information is coming at us, so much is going on, balancing the masculine and the feminine?
Yes, and just to tell you how my light worker is talking to me right now, he's saying, I also honor the divine male energy because male energy is as powerful as female energy, and without each other, we wouldn't have what we have. Mm-hmm. So for our society, this is the female energy. This is the way how female and male energy work together, right? The female energy is like when women wants to buy shoes, women in general, and if you, there are some exceptions, but you get to do the same thing in other things as well. The male energy likes to go shopping for shoes, you know. So when a female energy is in the energy of, she goes into.
You said the female energy likes to go shopping?
Likes to do the research and development.
Oh, the female energy does the research?
Yes. For instance, let's just give you an example of a woman when she goes to buy shoes. When a woman goes and buys shoes, she will ask to see as many options as she can.
Ah.
And the male energy will go crazy. The male energy do not like that. Look how you react.
No.
Oh, no, that's not me. Well, that's the female energy. You can give the female energy. The more you give the female energy to choose from, they love that. So if you can bring 1,000 pair of shoes and she has the time, she'll be so happy, and she brings it down to 1 or 2 pairs of shoes. Then when she chooses that, then she goes to the male energy and say, okay, there's only 2 options here. The male energy loves that. Only 2 options. Sometimes 3, but mostly only 2. So the male energy will take both of them and multiply the frequency of the shoes. It's like the male energy will go and say, okay, we're going to produce 20,000 or 30,000 of these. We're in production. Male energy is in production. And then this is going to, the male energy going to take it to their world, right? And then, and then they will choose, the world will choose which ones they want. And let's say there's 20,000 people that are so happy with the blue color shoe. That energy comes back to the male energy, and the male energy transfers to the female energy. And that's the way how the female energy gets to be recharged. That's the bottom.
That's a good analogy, because I do not like to look at this, look at that. I decide what I want before I actually go buy anything. And when I get there, I'm going straight to it. I may look at another thing. It's like, no, I'm getting what I came here to get, and I'm out. So that's a good way. Now, let's talk about how can we take that analogy and apply it in our world, not just in relationship, but relationship with ourselves. When we're struggling with a part of us that's creative, and then the logical part of us is saying, nope, nope, you got to make money. You got to create a business. How do we balance that in ourselves?
Okay. See, this is the beauty of it. That balance is in your DNA, in yourself. And what has happened is that through years, we have been trained only to acknowledge the male energy, because it can do a good job surviving in the world. But if you learn how to balance the female and male energy, to value them in your space, and you connect a giving and receiving relationship in that, then you can create anything that you want. And in that energy, you go into the romantic energy, and you can say, now that I co-created that inside of me, I can call to the universe to bring that person to me that is in the same frequency. And this is what I'm talking about, relationships that, if we were to be in that relationship, there's no way there would be that many divorces, because it's a giving and receiving, and it's a beautiful balance. So you have to accept your female and male energy inside of you, especially male energy, that it's a part of you, which are your white cells that are the female energy. And that can be a contribution. The white cells is that can give you the foundation for your immune system as well. And so you protect yourself. And the moment you're running in the outside world and looking to be the bridge for the white cells in the outside world, is how you get to empower yourself. So the red cells are the male energy. I know this sounds...
We are going to stand our ground no matter what. We're the spirit dancers. Yes. That's the energy. It's the energy. And we'll just keep it moving. All is well. This is Spirit Dancer, Mystiki Gale. And seriously, the group, I can't remember now. But this is, I can't even think. Julie Dexter singing solo. This is the solo of this song. Yes, indeed. When we know that spirit is in control, we don't trip about anything else. We'll just sing later back. We'll just let life continue. There's a part of this song that says, it says in Yoruba first, and it says, what God has created, nothing can destroy it. That's right. We're going to bring it later back. Nobody can destroy. I know that's right. It's your new offer, if I jet. All right, let's get in. Let's get back to this spirit dance. This is Mystiki Gale, Spirit Dancer, and we're going to continue with the spirit and the energy and the love of Elena, and we'll continue this conversation about the feminine and the masculine. There's nothing we can't handle. Isn't that right, Elena? There's nothing we can't handle. We're back. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and all kind of stuff is happening, and we trust the process. So, Elena, you back with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's like, where did we go? What happened? So anyway, we were talking about this masculine energy, and you were actually talking. I thought you were, but anyway, we're talking about the feminine and the masculine energy and blending it. So just pick up from wherever you're led to go, whatever your ancestors are telling you to share with us about blending the energy, so it can support. We can support ourselves individually, so that in relationships, romantic relationships, at work, socially, wherever we are, that we can show up fully.
Yes, and I know we don't have that much time, but if they go into my website under the teleseminars, there's a section of self-improvement, and the name of the recordings are How Men Creates Money by let me see, I don't recall right now, but it has to do with male energy and their communication with money. And in that
okay.
one, we get to talk a lot about female and male energy. But
is that under the teleseminar tab?
Yeah, the teleseminar tab, and they go down, and the one in the bottom that is called self-improvement, and under
just
self-improvement.
Center. Okay, got it. All right. All right, cool. Yeah, I see it right here. Men's relationship with money. Okay, good. All right, go ahead, Paul. All right,
and
go
in
ahead.
Basically in that one, you get to see the difference that when you are in your female energy, it's the female energy of research and development, and this is for male energy as well as female. And when you are in your male energy, is when you're moving forward. It's when you're choosing what you want to do and how you're going to do it.
and how it's going to work. So once you understand those two balances, they just merge together. They merge together. So by merging the white cells and the red cells together in the same frequency, then you create an immune system. And this is the way how people get to live for hundreds of years. I know somebody who is 114 years old, and he's from Colombia. He's a master and a teacher. And because of that language, and you look at him and he looks so healthy. Diseases are not a conversation or part of his energy because he has learned how to manage these two frequencies and the giving and receiving.
Wow. Okay, before you go, one last question. What is the message of the Incan for the modern world? What can we learn and how we can be aware that we don't recreate what was created that took Atlantis down, that we live from that place of love, of harmony? What is the message today for all of us?
For all of us, the message is to create in abundance. If you are in the energy of abundance, and I'm not only talking about money, but other areas in your life, then pretty much it's guaranteed that you get to understand and receive the knowledge of the ancients. Abundance is being in the energy of your heart, in the energy of your feelings. Don't deprive yourself from that just because one or two people did damage to you. Now give them back to what they created, and you go back into your energy of abundance.
And the energy of abundance starts by connecting with the heart, by connecting with love, so we can experience life fully, right?
Right. It's like 2,000 years ago, we have Jesus trying to teach the same concept, right? I don't believe in religions, but this is how it has been 2,000 years ago. I mean, Jesus represented a belief system, and he said the light follows the light. If he were to be in these days, the light would be translated as abundance. Create your abundance. Have everything that you want. That's where's your power. That's where's your light.
Thank you. Now, I want to just throw it over to you. I know you have a show coming up on the Blog Talk Radio platform, and there are other things that you're doing. What do you want to share? What do you want our listeners to know about you that we haven't talked about yet?
This is the time. This is the time for me to share my experience as an Inca shaman. And the show is on Mondays at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock your time, Eastern time, and so 9 o'clock my time. And in this show, I'm really talking about how do I get to be who I am? Why is it important that you can listen to the intentions of your heart? The power of your heart is what's going to guide. This is the end of the Mayan calendar, the years of the illusion, the creation in your mind without connecting your heart. We're recycling to a new creation of love. And so, yeah, this is my message. This is what I'm taking to the world, the creation of the heart.
Thank you, my sister. I really appreciate you and your energy, your love, your service to humanity, and your commitment to create the future in the present moment by honoring the past. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure and it's an honor. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I trust and know that what you heard opened up your heart, maybe just a tiny little bit, maybe just a tad for you to experience life differently. And as Elena just shared with us, it's the ending of illusions, and we're stepping into a space where we create from the heart, where we create from a place of love, and they step into the energy of spirit, of fullness. So we're in that phase now where everything, as you can see, you see it in politics, you see it in people taken to the street and protested, you see it in finances, it's happening everywhere. All the things that are not built on truth are crumbling right now. Everything that is not built on truth is crumbling, and not just the politics, not just the government, but in your own life as well. So you are being asked in this moment when you say yes to the new energy, to the creation, to creating from the space of love, from your heart. And there are a lot of people doing it. Elena is doing it. We have other guests to join us. We have people that work with our guests that we bring. Aaron has been a wonderful assistant. Thank you, Aaron, for your work, for just just back and forth and keeping everything updated. And all others out there, you know, we talk about being a light worker. All of us are light workers. You just got to know that you have a light, that you are the light. And when your light shows up, sometimes you may have to deal with stuff. But whatever you're moving through, whatever you're going through or growing through, is a perfect opportunity to shine your light. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. The song I played earlier was Spirit Dancer, and it's by Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective. You can find them on Facebook. If you just type Common Ground Collective, you find them, a lot of different artists coming together to inspire. And we're learning there's so many knowledge is everywhere. It's everywhere, and we have people supporting us to remember we don't have to buy into the illusion. And if you're feeling stuck, embrace the space you're in. Maybe it's an opportunity for you to just get still. You feel like you're not moving forward because the universe is supporting you to open up your eyes, to see life differently. And there's so many people out here to support you that this is a time for us to show up. Really, everything is showing us that it's time for us to show up, and we're going to take a break. But before we take a break, I want to remind you, go to Elena's website. It is elenaradford.com, ElenaRadford. There's a lot of information on there. There's some free things you can download. I think you can download this. Yeah, registration is free on that one. Some you have to pay for. Yeah, you got to give energy sometimes. You know, you got to invest in your own personal development. And she does tele-seminars. Well, there's a lot of information here if you're so moved. And those of you that came here because you know Elena was going to be here, well, welcome to the House of Love. Don't be a stranger. Make sure you come back. You know, like the show, share the show, leave your name, let's know who we are, leave your phone number so we can check on you when you don't show up. No, the show is not just, oh, that's a lady. You talking about a lady show? Oh, I was going to say Veggie. Don't be giving wrong information, Veggie Shaw. It's like her show is on Monday. My show is Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And once again, you know, I think Elena's is 11 o'clock. It's an hour. So sooner on Mondays, only on Mondays. But every other day, make sure you're here. But her show is 12. What am I talking about? 11 to 12. There you go. And then from 12, you come hang out with me. You know why? I let my other listeners tell you. No. They're shy. They don't want to tell you. But I tell you, don't go a day without life coach Ade. His medicine will keep your troubles away. That's what I was told, so I'm just delivering the message. It's corny, I know. Some people say it's not, but I think it is. I think it's cheesy. But it works. 347-426-3346. 347-426. Where are you? What are you feeling? What are you doing? What are you adding to this planet? What are you moving through? What are you discovering about yourself? Like Bishop Carlton would say, what are you discovering and recovering about yourself? Where are you? Is your life working the way you want it to? What are you creating? Are you working on something really big and you're scaring the shift out of you? That's right. I said shift. Because there's a shift. If you're doing something that's powerful, that's big, it's a shift. It causes you to be different. So if you catch a new insight, if you catch a new awareness, you have to grow. You have to expand. You have to open up your heart. Don't come tell me, well, people take my kindness for weakness. No! Kindness is one of the most powerful force, like love. If you're loving authentically, if you're loving from a place of truth, you know when to say yes and you know when to say no. And love becomes your protection. So if people even try and take it as a weakness, when they come to you, they realize, never mind. You look like somebody I know. There's so much power in your vulnerability. We'll talk more about that when we come back. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Tomorrow we are talking with Nahashara. And the topic is Overcoming Life's Obstacles. She is the author of Winning the Game of Life. Life is a game, you know, but it's so much fun. So much fun. And when you understand the game of life, you realize there's no need for competition. You just become a scientist. We're going to take a break. Let's see. What am I feeling? I'm feeling music, and then we'll come back and get ready to release the show. What song do I want to play? Oh, I know the song because we're talking about the heart. Ooh. Just thinking about the song just gets my heart chakras expanded. This is McCool Ray reminding us to tap in. And Elena was reminding us to tap in. Love is a current of energy. It is moving through you and me. 347-426-3346. Let's talk. Call me. We'll be right back. McCool Ray, tapped in. Are you tapped in? Are you turned on? Are you tuned in? McCool Ray, do your thing.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see. Breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh. From the sun is who we be. It feels good to be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
When you love yourself, you can sing the harmony of life.
It's flowing through you, it's flowing through me, it's flowing through me, it's flowing through you.
I just got tapped in.
You are the receiver of this love. Now, on this physical plane, you get to be the deliverer of that love. So you allow yourself to tap into that part of you that's at one with the source, with the divine idea. And then you ask Spirit, the universe, use me, how may I be of service? And then you step into action. You blend the masculine and the feminine. Come and tap into this frequency. Please.
And it flows through me.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, McCool Ray, tap in. Are you tapped in? Are you turned on? Are you tuning in to the inner voice? Are you connected with your ancestors? Are you remembering that they have something for you? You can't do this alone. You're not alone, but if you think you're alone, bad move. There's so much more when we connect with our past. I know in the spiritual community we talk about the past is the past, yes. But the past, you know, if you're holding on to things that happened that where you were abused, you were hurt, and I can't believe it, I can't move forward, that's what it's about. But when you recognize that there is a power and presence, as Elaine was telling us, your DNA is encoded with divine energy, with divine power to get you through any and everything, you allow the inner eye and your inner ears to hear differently. The life that transcends the body that is no longer here inspires you to show up fully. You remember that you're part of something, something deep, something powerful. And then when you look at everything in the world that is happening right now crumbling, and you're saying, oh, this is the end of life, this is hell, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Well, the illusion is going to hell because hell is that place of stagnation, you know, when there's no growth. There's not a lot of energy. The energy is just like, nah, there's so much more. Heaven consciousness is that realm of unlimited potential. And that energy is moving through you right now. Just the fact that you're listening to this show, I know you're part of the process. You're part of the healing. And Elena told us at the beginning, she shared so much as I'm just going back on, at the beginning, how she was taught not to judge. It's a tall order for some of us. But we've got to learn to let go of the judgment. We've got to let go of judging other people's judgment. Because when you judge other people's judgment, you become that you judge. So rather than judge, take a breath. Take a break. And go do your spiritual ritual. Find a ritual to do. Dance. Play a song or something. You know why rituals are so important? Let me tell you why rituals are so important. Nah, you're not going to listen to me. Simone Fosome, please tell them why rituals are so powerful, why we need to have a ritual so we can stay in alignment with that love that is flowing through us. Simone Fosome.
We all need ritual in our lives. We need to welcome ourselves, to wake up to rituals. Rituals are important in giving us a sense of being, a sense of presence, in being able to connect with one another, with the earth, with all the different elements in our life. Rituals are to the soul what physical food is to our body. In our country, when we wake up every morning, it is important to welcome ourselves from all the journeys that we have taken while we were asleep. So we wake up, we hold ourselves, and we welcome ourselves back from wherever we have been.
Because even while you're sleeping, you're traveling. While awake, you're traveling. She said, ritual is to the soul, what food is to the physical body. What is your ritual? You got to learn to surrender and let go and get intimate with yourself. And I'm joining that together because Sabofa said, oh, I got one more thing to say. Okay, Sabofa, go ahead.
Intimacy is one of the most important things in our life. In my country, when two people meet, there is a new spirit that is born out of that relationship, which is called the spirit of intimacy, because healthy relationships are at the heart of human being life. When we meet someone, it's important to let our guard down, to surrender to what is being born, so that we can begin to experience that spirit of intimacy that is being born between us. When we meet and open our heart, we are able to then welcome someone into our heart while welcoming ourselves.
Mm-hmm. When you open your heart, there's nothing to fear, because you know that you're part of something deep, something powerful, that you're here to do amazing work. One day you're going to be an ancestor. One day you won't be in this body, and you will be inspiring your descendants who are listening, who are tuned into you. How do I know? Because we're part of an unbroken chain of life. Isn't that right, Reverend Deborah? We're part of an unbroken chain of life. Isn't it correct? Please tell them.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
Chew on that. You are not a blank slate. So don't ever say, I don't know. You can say, at this moment, I am not privy to that information, but I can find out. You can find out by meditating. You can find out by Googling it. You can find out by reading. But we have all the information we need. That's Reverend Deborah Johnson. And we're supporting you to tap into the current of energy that is flowing through you. And we are all part of the chain. So let go of the illusion. Get intimate with yourself. Surrender to the to what's seeking to be birthed. I'm getting ready to surrender to this thing called time, because we live in time and space, but we our roots go to the place where there's no time and space. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. So the joy, the adventure of this planet is to, how do you express yourself as a physical being and still reveal the gifts? The gift to transcend time. It can be done. That's the fun of it. Ooh, it's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you.
It is important to watch the judgment. Spend more time on what's working in your life rather than complaining that it's not working. Be a light unto somebody's path. Give of your gift. Remember that you have support that runs so deep. You are part of the tree of life. And when you honor the roots, the branches will celebrate. When you honor the trunk, the fruits will rejoice. When you honor the fruits, the person who is biting into it is like, oh my God, this is the best fruit I've ever had. I don't need anything else, just this fruit. We're all part of the tree of life. Let's embrace one another. Let's share together. Let's give of ourselves. Because what you give, you receive. And you can't give what you don't have. And you only get to keep what you give away. That's right. You only get to keep what you give away. And when you give away, you will really experience the abundance that Lena was talking about. That, wow, I had it all along. People will give back to you. Sometimes you get so much back, you don't even know you're getting something back. Just the road clears, you go somewhere, they tell you there was a line a few hours, a few minutes before you got there, there's no line. You go to the grocery store, you find a parking space. For those of you who are attached to being so close to being to the door, you know, just things will just open up for you. And here's one more. If you want to learn something, teach it. Because you learn what you teach. When you teach, you learn. You become more. You recognize that there's so much more to you. It's time to release the show. Let's see. What do I want to play? I just want to playfully release the song. Oh, I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play this song because this is a song that is being called. This call is calling me. No, I won't play Calling Me because there's a Calling Me, but I won't play it. I'm going to play this one because it's about returning to the source. It's returning to God. It's returning to ourselves, returning to that divine energy that we have, that we are. And I want to tell you, speaking of return to me, be love. It is the essence of who you are. And this love was never born. It would never die. It's always alive. Be true to yourself. Because in that space, when you're being true to yourself, you experience freedom and peace of mind. And just as important, be loved. Allow people to love you. Open yourself up. Trust yourself that you can handle whatever show up. It's time to release the show. Let's see. I'm getting... Now, I have a request to play Calling Me or Return to Me. Which one is it? Yeah, love is calling us. And then we'll return to love another time. How about that? I don't know if we've got time to play all of it, but I'll play what I can play. Okay, let's do Calling Me. What is calling you? It's all about love. Love is calling you. I trust and hope that you will say yes. Well, actually, yeah, okay, I surrender. We played Bridget Bryant at the beginning of the show, and I guess we're going to wrap it up with Bridget Bryant. I'm not attached to playing the same artist over and over. This is my thing. This is my show. I can do whatever I want to do. I'm out of here. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Elena Redford. Thank you so much. And all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the archive, please join us tomorrow. Listen to the archive. Share the show. It is the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We're here at 12 p.m. Eastern. This is Calling Me, Bridget Bryant. What is calling me? I got to go. Something is calling me. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.